Sukkah chapter on Mishnah 11. Oisa sukkaso kemintzrif. If you make your sukkah like a cone-shaped hut, so if you can imagine like an inverted V, it's got no roof. See, that's the thing over there. So the walls are the roof, and the roof are the walls. A bit of a funny case. So or shemasachel koisel, or you lean one wall against another wall. So you've got one wall that's straight up, and then just leaning against it is another wall. So again, there's no roof. Rebbe Eliezer poisel, Rebbe Eliezer says the pasul in Nosha ain lagag, it doesn't have a roof, and therefore it is a pasul sukkah. For chachomim machshirin, and the rabbis say that it is valid. So there's two interesting things there. First of all, the Gemara reverses these opinions. The Gemara says, no, according to the rabbis, it's invalid, and according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's valid. And then the Gemara paskins, like the rabbis, in the inverted case, that it's invalid. So if you don't have a roof, it's an invalid sukkah. If it's an inverted V, if your sukkah looks like an inverted V, that is not a kosher sukkah. And then moves on the Mishnah, Mechatzeles Kanim Gedolim. If you've got large reed mats. Now, large reed mats apparently were made for srach. They weren't made for people to lie on them. So you've got a large reed mat, but this reed mat was asel lishchiva. It was actually made to lie on. Normally, they're not made to lie on, but this one was made to lie on. And therefore, once it was made to line, it's made into a utensil. And a utensil makabeles tuma can accept tuma, and anything which can accept tuma can't be used as schach. But in the sachin ba, so it can't be used as schach. The sikuch and mesachin ba va'ena makabeles tuma. Now the Gemara explains it's talking about a small mat, and the small mat was normally used for people to sleep on. It wasn't normally used for schach. But even so, if you make a small mat for schach, then that's good. If you made it for with intention to, then it's not a utensil because you made it specifically to be used as schach, and therefore it is good.
Rebbe, we have today now people use that.
The permanent schach. But I mean, our permanent schach is not used for lying on.
No, I'm saying it's quite amazing that they used to make those mats also then. I thought it was like a new invention. Rebbe Eliezer, I make case on the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer, another opinion, he says, Achas Ketanav, Achas Godol, it doesn't matter whether it's small or large.
If it's made for lying on, makabeles tuma, then it receives tuma, va'ein mesachin ba, and can't be used for schach. The sikuch, but if it's made for schach, mesachin ba, va'ein makabeles tuma, then if it's made for sukkah covering, then it's not susceptible to tuma and can be used as schach. So the Gemara goes into this, actually a very long piece of Gemara, as to exactly what the disagreement is between these two. And it comes out in an interesting case as follows. A large mat, which is normally used for schach, right? Large mats normally used for schach. What happens if it's made for schach? It's good. If it's made for sukkah cover, if it's made to lie on, it's no good. What happens if it's made with no intention? What happens if it's made with no intention?
Just make it and say, well, I'll use it.
The guy didn't think, when he made it, he didn't think of anything. He didn't have anything in mind of what this mat was to be used for.
He never used it for anything else but schach.
Hasn't used it for anything yet. Hasn't used it at all. Okay. He made it with no intention in mind. Can it be used for schach? Is not. So according to the first opinion over here, it can be used as schach because a large mat is only not valid for schach if it was specifically made for lying on. Yeah. But if it was made with no intention at all, then it can still be used for schach. According to Rebbe Eliezer, no. If it was made with no intention at all, it's still invalid to be used as schach. He holds the only time it can be used as schach is if it was specifically made for schach, but not if it was made with no intention at all. The loch is like the first opinion. So if a large mat was made with no intention, it still can be used as schach.
And even makes sense.
Yeah, and that's it.